Hi guys, it's Allison with The Fresh 20. Today I want to talk to you about stocking up a healthy refrigerator, freezer, and pantry. So the first step to stocking up is really decluttering. So we already went through another session on decluttering. So if you haven't done that or looked at those materials, take some time to do that first, because it's really hard to stock up for health if there's clutter in the way. And this is true in all areas of life. But I find especially so in nutrition. So make sure that your area is decluttered and that you feel like you have a comfortable space to work in. And then the next step is really starting with a list. And for some, it's one list. I actually work with two lists. I keep a staples list, which in the Fresh 20 we call the pantry list, and I also keep a weekly list. So your staples list might just be the Fresh 20 pantry list, or maybe it's the Fresh 20 pantry list plus some of your family's favorite items. For us, it might be almond butter or tahini might be added to our staples list. So things that we keep around, and even if we have a jar going in the refrigerator, we also probably have one or two in the pantry because it's things that we use regularly. And then the weekly list is more reflective of the meal plan for that week. So And of course, the produce. So even if we use produce regularly, I would put that on the weekly list instead of the staples list because I'll rotate that with the season. And maybe my kids are enjoying something particularly at the moment. So I want to make sure that we look at that every week and just decide what we need around. So the two lists are the next step to stocking up. And the way I like to start with the list is to start with what I need for my meals during the week and then add in the extras that support snacks and adding items to a lunch, for example. So if it's not a week where we have weekly lunch plans, what items you might need to keep around to make a salad for lunch or to make a batch of soup to take for lunch during the week. So make those lists and really work off of those. Make sure they're as comprehensive as possible. Sometimes I find that people will give up on lists, and that's one of the areas that is really important, because going by a list is really helpful to accurately getting what you need. Sometimes if you don't have a list, you forget things or buy things that you don't necessarily need that you're just maybe purchasing impulsively. So start with a list, and then when you get to the store, you've probably all heard shop the perimeter, and I'll repeat it because it's so true. Shopping the perimeter of the store is so important. So starting with the produce section and making sure, again, that you're using your list to buy the items that you need for the weekly meal plans, and then also things that you like to keep around. So if you tend to make extra smoothies during the week as snacks, maybe you'll get an extra head of kale to put in the smoothie, or some extra bananas, or whatever you might need. And then around the perimeter, look at the different areas. So for example, dairy, you'll probably get your eggs there. If you use yogurt and milk, you'll get those in dairy. Or if you use milk alternatives, that will be on your aisles list instead of your perimeter list. Hummus is usually also something that I find around the perimeter. It's usually in the dairy section or even in the produce section. And then sometimes olives might also be in the perimeter if you buy olives in bulk. And then bulk grains and beans are often around the perimeter as well as nuts and seeds. And sometimes even things like tortillas are in the refrigerated section. And if you use tofu, that's usually as well around the perimeter of the store. And then moving into the aisles, again, the aisles are so important to shop with a purpose and with a plan. And this varies for different people. So canned beans, canned tomatoes, chicken and vegetable broth, coconut milk, those might be on your staple list or your pantry list depending on how you shop for them. So if you have a lot of room in your house for storage, maybe you just keep canned tomatoes around so you always have them whenever you need to make a quick dish. Maybe you keep beans around for the same reason. If you want to have a quick snack or you want to throw them in a salad, maybe you keep those around and like to have them on your staples list so that they're always in stock. Or maybe you rotate those based on meal plans, and so those would be on your weekly list. So whatever's best for you, but that's a good organization strategy, things that you keep around regularly and then things that you change up with the season or with the meal plan for the week. Condiments usually are on the staples list, but occasionally they might be on a weekly list if it's a condiment you don't use regularly. For example, sometimes capers appear, and maybe that's not something you'll use unless it's on the meal plan. So perhaps that's something you buy more on a weekly basis, depending on if the meal plan uses it. Dried fruit and nuts. Again, this might vary. So for my family, as an example, the nuts we use regularly are walnuts, almonds, and cashews. So those are always on my staples list because we always want to make sure we have them around the house. Things like pine nuts we don't usually have regularly because they're not something we snack on, and I really only have them in meals if it's part of a weekly meal plan for my family. So those would be on a weekly list. So you can divide that way as well. So feel free to do that for yourself and your family. And then, of course, any flours that you use might be the same. So if you usually use whole wheat flour, but maybe there's a recipe that you like that uses garbanzo flour, that might just be on that weekly list because perhaps you don't know if you're going to want to buy that every week. And then finally, once you've finished with that perimeter and the aisles, the freezer area. And this is an area where you really need very little. So the freezer section is full of prepared items and sweets. So skip those and just try to get frozen fruit and frozen vegetables without any adornment. So just plain frozen fruit, plain frozen vegetables. And again, if you use something regularly, if you always have frozen blueberries in the freezer, you might have that on your staples list. Or if you change up the frozen fruit that you use, maybe that would be on a weekly list. So look at all of that as well so you can put it on the best list so that you can make the changes that you need to accommodate for the week. I know, again, as an example, for my family, I'll use fresh berries during the summer, and I might even freeze some of the berries, especially if we go to one of the local farmers markets. And then once those run out, that's when I add frozen berries to my list. So that just might be an example of what your family might do as well, or maybe you just always keep frozen around. So do whatever works best, but again, make sure that your list is comprehensive and that you're not shopping for things that aren't on your list as a general rule. So then when you get home, take the time to, one, organize the foods in a good way in your refrigerator. So what I mean by that is not only putting the vegetables in the crisper drawer, but also taking out those that you need to pre-chop and pre-wash, not just for meals, but also for snacks. So for example, bell peppers and carrots in my house are always washed and chopped, ready in the fridge so that I can put them out as snacks or put them in lunch boxes. Cucumbers as well, I'll chop in advance so I could put them in lunch boxes and give them to the kids as snacks. So that strategy is really important. So create your strategy on what you need to do when you get home to accommodate your family's lifestyle. And then the last thing I will say about stocking up is to make sure that you have things available that work for your family in a pinch. So I said in the freezer section, buy only frozen fruits and vegetables intentionally because I encourage people to make their own pasta sauce, as an example, and keep it frozen, make extra, keep it frozen in the freezer. So if you don't have time to make a meal, you can quickly take out that pasta sauce, put it in the fridge, let it defrost, and then you have a meal that evening. The same goes for soups or sautés of vegetables, things that you can really just keep around so that if you don't have time to prepare a meal, that might be something that you're able to just pull out of the freezer and use as well. And another thing for the freezer section might actually even be frozen fish. Again, it's usually less expensive and you might keep those fillets in your freezer. So again, you can just pull them out and have a good protein during the week. I know some people even like to keep frozen grains in a pinch. I usually cook my grains at the beginning of the week and use them all week long, but sometimes you run into a circumstance where you are using brown rice and you forgot to make it, or you ran out, or your kids ate it and didn't realize it was for the meal plan. So maybe you also keep some frozen pre-made grains in your freezer so that if you did have a situation like that where you needed something really quickly, you have options available to you. And that's really part of stocking up, is making sure that you have those options. And that comes with time and practice. But as we go through the program, we'll give you some more tips on freezer meals, meals that you can make ahead and put in the freezer, and strategies for quick and easy meals that you can use so that you're really avoiding those convenience foods. So that's the entirety of stocking a healthy fridge, freezer, and pantry. Be sure to print out the handout that goes along with this as an outline of the program. And we look forward to keeping a healthy refrigerator, freezer, and pantry. Thanks so much.